Michelle Cardula knows a little bit about hardship. In addition to her own problems this year, she sees it almost daily in the faces of the young artists she works with.
98% of the children living in the neighborhood are at poverty or below. So they struggle. They struggle with difficulties in their lives. So they don't really talk about it, but you can kind of see it in their faces. And sometimes their behavior is they have a lot of anger.
But that anger, Cardula says, has a way of disappearing once they get their hands dirty. Today, a dozen kids from around the block are here working with Jason Bacco, Cardula's only staff member.
Zigzags? You want me to do zigzags?
Yeah, do zigzags on the ends.
Oh, that's really pretty. That's cool.
The Museum of Kids Art, or MOCA, isn't like a regular museum. It doesn't have gallery hours or memberships. Right now, it's just a loft with big windows and lots of light where city kids from a pretty rough neighborhood can come to let their imaginations loose. 9-year-old Daniel shows me his self-portrait. In it, he's wearing a Harry Potter-style robe and standing by an apple tree.
When I started doing that, I was like, oh, that's going to be a shovel. No, it's a rake. I was like, going to make it a broom at first. But then I said, oh, I want to make it a rake. I'm using the magic wand to make the rake float in the air and pick the apples.
The best stuff gets hung on the walls for friends and family to see.
This piece actually is done by a teenage boy from the Freedom School, and he didn't like it at all. And I kept saying, you don't know how good this is. It's beautiful, it's beautiful. But they have to be tough, you know, and say they don't like it, especially a flower.
It's a painting of a flower that grew last summer in MOCA's new garden, planted across the street in what used to be a couple of vacant lots covered with garbage.
We grew tons of sunflowers in the garden, so we did a still life project with flowers that we actually cut from our garden, and we did a Van Gogh project and showed the Van Gogh paintings and then did our own still lives. Same with the vegetables. We can do still lives with vegetables.
When we harvested broccoli, I've never seen kids quite as excited about broccoli. We have all these great pictures of them posing with their broccoli.
But broccoli wasn't the highlight for a little girl whose name is Kaylin.
December 28th, I'm going to turn 7.
She's busy making decorations for MOCA's year-end celebration, but agrees to talk about the garden while she works. Her favorite part was pulling up the carrots.
Some of them were hard and some of them were kind of easy. And some of them came in different shapes and some of them, there are more than one carrot.
The garden was paid for by the grant that led to Cardula's legal difficulties, so it could have become a pretty painful place for her. But the creative joy that bloomed there was powerful medicine.
The garden is really the highlight for me this year. And we really want it to grow. We want it to be something special that keeps on getting bigger and better and changing and evolving.
Cardula and Bacco are full of new ideas for MOCA, and they say they're confident they will find the money to pay for them, too. And so they're ending the year with a party, one with a magic apple picker on the guest list.
Are you excited about getting ready for the holiday party?
Yeah.
Will you come back to the party?
Oh, I'm coming to the party. I come to any party.
Good for you.
Julie Phillip, WXXI News.